AP Radio News. I'm Carlotta Bradley. A North Carolina police chief says he decided to release police body cam and dash cam video footage of Tuesday's police shooting of a black man in Charlotte because he determined it would not hinder the investigation. Charlotte Mecklenburg Police Chief Kerr Putney says Keith Scott was involved in criminal activity before the deadly shooting.
There was a crime that he had committed that caused the encounter, and then the gun exacerbated that situation.
Putney talked to reporters after demonstrators took to the street for a fifth day and demanded release of police videos. The National Museum of African American History and Culture has been opened by President Obama and a host of dignitaries.
The bronze-colored museum began as a dream for African American Civil War veterans in 1915, and now, says Georgia Congressman and civil rights activist John Lewis,
it's more than a building. It is a dream come true.
President Obama says the museum illustrates the contrast in American history.
Suffering and delight. One of fear, but also of hope.
To open the museum, he helped ring the bells like those that rang for the Emancipation Proclamation in 1863. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
President Obama also takes note of the opening of the museum in his weekly address.
It doesn't gauze up some bygone era or avoid uncomfortable truths. Rather, it embraces the patriotic recognition that America is a constant work in progress.
In the Republican address, Florida Senator Marco Rubio says Obama hasn't done enough to protect us from terrorism.
These attacks remind us once again that evil is real and that we remain a nation at war against radical Islamic terrorism.
This is AP Radio News. At the UN this week, North Korea claimed the U.S. is the real threat on the Korean Peninsula.
North Korea needs to develop nuclear weapons, Foreign Minister Ri Yong-ho told the General Assembly, because it's under nuclear threat from the United States. Through an interpreter, Ri claimed the annual American military exercises with South Korean forces are nothing but practice for a plan to decapitate the North's leadership and occupy its capital.
Our national security and the peace of the Korean Peninsula can be defended only with reliable nuclear deterrence.
Five North Korean nuclear tests have drawn increasingly angry responses at the UN. South Korea suggested at this session that Pyongyang should have its membership in the General Assembly revoked. Warren Levinson, New York.
North Carolina's environmental agency says it's reached a deal with Duke Energy for the company to pay $6 million fine for a liquefied coal ash spill in the Dan River in 2014. I'm Carlotta Bradley, AP Radio News.